वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो महावदन्नाय कृष्णप्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य नाम्ने गौरतिशये गुरवे गौरचन्द्राय राधिकायै तदालय कृष्णाय कृष्ण very heartily. Obeisance says in the lotus feet of the spiritual master Om Vishnu Pashishmat Bhakti Pragyan Kesa Goswami. I am sent to my Siksha Guru Nitya Lila Pravishta Om Vishnu Pashishmat Bhakti Pragyan Kesa Goswami. Yesterday we were discussing about Bhajan Rahasya. We are coming to fifth. That is Krishna Shakti. Attachment to Krishna.
Ruchi.
We have been finished anyhow. But still I am. First from Nishtha. Ruchi will come. Taste will come. In what subject taste will come? Weight will come in sadhan, and this test is divided into two: vastu vaisisht apekshini, vastu vaisisht anapekshini. The meaning is that after passing this stage of so many anarths in you. Anarths are there, but not like namaparatha. They are in very
minute form.
Minute form. Like when anyone will sing like them with guitar, with harmonium, with so many instruments, with very sweet melody. Then it will be very tasteful. But any man, high class of devotee, with weeping, melting heart, if he is singing, but no instrument, and his voice is somewhat not so sweet, then that person will not have taste to hear. If anywhere deities are so much well dressed, then he will have taste in darshan. And the same deities not well dressed, no taste. In ISKCON temples, everywhere, whether bhakti is there or not, very well dressed deities. And at a time, at three persons blowing
conch,
and in very beautiful way,
music.
Oh, they are with art.
Performing art.
And the performer. And with her?
Oh.
A tune? What?
Very nice melody.
Melody.
Very good melody.
Good melody. What's it? Kirtan. So many persons, so many sannyasis with a dand. Looking very fine. Oh, anyone come and he will have some test to see. Oh,
like this.
Oh, very nice. Again and again. So this is taste. When well decorated, deities, well tuned and everything, then. So his all things, all the practices of bhakti, he has taste. But when well decorated, otherwise, no. If he will go to take darshan of Vanshidas Babaji and his deities, he will return back. Or nothing is there. But his mood is so high that he quarrels with his deity. Nita is simple. Nita is very simple. But this is very naughty. He told me to bring flowers and went to the tree and was climbing, and he sent another one
pushed me,
and my leg is now
injured. I should not worship him anymore.
No, I will not worship. Oh, go to another person. What is it? What is this?
Crocs were stolen.
And weeping and quarreling so much with him. It is. So, we cannot be like that. So, if test is coming, but it depends on something, melody or good decoration or anything. And another is of what? Not like this. Whether he dressed or not. Any heard from very far away, Hare Krishna, and he became sent. But where, from where it is coming? Like Radhika. Radhika is so superior. But example, he heard from very far away, Krishna, anyone was telling, and he became sent. So do those classes of sneha.
Taste.
And if he will continue, then his last, that is
Vastu Vaisishtana Pekchini.
Or this will be changed into Ashakti. What is Ashakti?
Ruchi ka ek prashna hai Maharaj ji. Ye dono hi avasthaen apekshini aur anapekshini nishtha ke baad ki hain.
Pehle aegi anapekshini.
No, apekshini. Pehle apekshini.
किंतु यहाँ पर प्रश्न है, जैसे अपने आरती का उदाहरण दिया, एक पहले वहां जी को बता दें, फिर इंग्लिश में हो जाएगा। आरती का जैसे हमने उदाहरण दिया, तो एक साधारण व्यक्ति जिसका भक्ति से कोई संबंध नहीं है, साधु संग नहीं किया, वो भी आकर्षित होता है, और निष्ठा की स्थिति जिसमें अत्यंत साधु
संग, अभी उसको ऐसा ही होगा, उसका जो निष्ठा है लौकिक निष्ठा है, जिसको एक साधारण आदमी है और इसकी निष्ठा अब हो चुकी है, इसलिए इसका इसकी जो स्वर्ण में जो टेस्ट होगा ये उससे कुछ अलग
है। इसको अपेक्षा क्यों करनी पड़ रही है इतने साधु संघ के बाद, जो बाह्य थोड़ी आकर्षक चीजें हैं,
साधन भजन है, वो अनर्थ, यही अनर्थ, यही अनर्थ,
सूक्ष्म रूप में अनर्थ।
ये सो टेल
अ क्वेश्चन कम्स अबाउट हियरिंग दिस टू स्टेजेस ऑफ रुचि वी हर्ड
वेयर इज
माइक
माइक
We just heard the two stages or two classifications of ruchi, taste. One stage in which the sadhak is actually impelled from within for hearing, chanting or darshans or any limb to perform any limb of bhakti because of any external cause.
for example, in Kirtan, we hear very nice music and very sweet throat voice and all those things. And in the next stage, successive stage, the sadhak is now so strong that he doesn't get at all affected by any external attractive or non-attractive circumstances. But he is flawlessly, his heart, his tendency is running towards performing these activities. So I asked the question to Sugrudev that, just for example, we heard that how nicely in this temple the aarti is being performed. So any person who has no connection with bhakti whatsoever, any ordinary person comes and he gets very attracted to see that very nice aarti going on. So what is the difference between this person's taste and a person who has gone through all the stages of this anartha nivritti and is now reaching towards the end of nishtha? Why he has to now still be waiting or dependent on external attractions to develop his shraddha or ruchi for name or harikatha or for the deities? My question is clear?
Yes.
So Srila Gurudev is telling that this first stage of ruchi itself, in which the sadhak is depending on these external attractions, it itself signifies or denotes that there are still some anarthas left. Still something is left, and when he will continue performing these activities in sadhu sangh, he will now come to the matured stage of ruchi, which will no more depend on these external things.
One thing is that to whom he told that they came, general persons. He had no question of general persons, because this taste is only worldly.
Look.
And his is not worldly.
Huh.
He is somewhat transcendental.
Nishtha
has come. He has passed anats.
Yes.
And also nishtha has come. And after that he. And there, they will go at once and quickly they fall. Mm. This is worldly thing. So, I'm telling all these things. That if you want to develop your Krishna consciousness, you will have to pass through these processes. And you should judge yourself where you are, in how much water.
How deep water you are.
You are standing where?
How shallow water.
Huh?
Or how little water.
How shallow the water.
I know. Among you, if I am not giving honor properly, not talking with him, I will not come here. He is not giving attention to me. I know so many. They left our process. But those who have passed through the proper channel, anartha has gone somewhat and after nishtha ruchi is coming, he will have some taste. If we will rebuke him, even he will come. So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, first he told, in what precious process we should chant name, that prem will come. And for this he quoted one verse of Chaitanya Charitamrita, Trina Dapi Sunyuchi. And here, something more. If he has death, then prasadha will think like this. Hai nanda kanja kim karam patitang mai visham vamam budau kripyato pad pankaj sthiti shudrisham vichin. What is the meaning?
This fifth shloka of Sri Shashastakam. Ayi nanda tanuja kinkaram patitam mam vishane babam budo kripayata vaparatam kaja stita duvi sarisham vichintaya. O son of Maharaj Nanda, I am your eternal servant. But somehow or other, I have fallen into this very deep ocean of material existence. So, O son of Maharajnanda, please be merciful unto me. Pick me up and place me as an insignificant tiny particle of dust in the dust of your lotus feet.
Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he used to do like this. What? In night, taking his malika and reading, he used to chant these slokes with tears in his heart, in eyes, and
melted heart.
Eyes nanda tanuja kinkaram. पतितं मे विषमाभवं कृपया तव पादपंकज स्थितिधूलिसदृशं विचिन्तय. Weeping. What? Oh, Nandananda. I have left your service. I have no any mode for you. I am in what?
Ocean of birth and day.
I am very unhappy. Please take me out of that. And you should engage me in your service. I am your Kritadar. I am your
eternal servant.
But you have purchased me. You have claimed to do this. You have right. So I am your such kind of
servant.
Tava dash, tava nitya dash mohi, tumha pasariya. Padi achu bhavana vai mahadu vadhari. Kripa kari more pada bhulisham, tumha sevak karam. Here, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur is telling, myself has explained it. When a sadhak crosses the stage of ruchi and enters in ashakti, in that avastha, he becomes so humble. And automatically, tears coming in his eyes, heart melting. Menang galadashudhara, vadanang gadagadaru, like this. He repents, and so namatti. I have no test in your names and all this. So he, so Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he used to weep like this. Then, at that time, when Ashakti is somewhat mature, he can realize his Siddhadeya, eternal
identity, eternal form.
You should know that we have this material form. Very beautiful eyes, curved hairs, this
cheek.
Cheeks beautiful.
Nose.
Body very strong, beautiful, happy. In the same way, our transcendental
form.
There is a form. Very beautiful. And it is Satasvaru, Satchidanandamaya. But it is like Krishna. Krishna is Satchidananda. He has form beautiful, but not worldly. How any worldly person see him? How see him? Because at that time, Yogamaya has some
proper importance.
Make connection.
Connection. Like
electric wire and this ball, there is connection.
From powerhouse. So we are having light. But if connection is cut off, then if you will do
No.
Similarly, Krishna is Satchidananda Ghana. His form is also Satchidananda. His all qualities are like that.
Transcendental.
transcendent. Tata Krishna adi nahavil gaisham rajyam indriyaiha sevan mukho jivado swami vaspurat. What we are chanting, this is not pure name. When, oh, with causeless mercy, the name Prabhu will come and dawns, oh, then it is pure name. What we are doing? Vibration of
sound.
Throat.
Vibration of air. What is vibration? Coming from throat and from tongue. Material words. Effort by our senses. But when seeing our this condition and prayers, oh, Nam Prabhu will come itself and he will dance in
tongue.
And then it is pure name. If pure name comes at once, more than Ashakti, automatic will come. It will come only in the stage of her. No. So try to chant pure name like this. Always, without interruption. And then, seeing your parishram,
effort,
endeavor,
and Krishna will come in this form of name and he will dance. At that time, no laziness, no sleepiness, nothing. He will always be very happy, always. So that is. He should try to do like that, that Krishna name should come and dance on Karna. Krishna pastime should come and it should reveal in our heart. That Ananda, so happy, so happy. You cannot realize now or when it will come, and then you can realize. It cannot be told by words. Cannot. So try to chant always, 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 and when it will come. Oh, you realize. Oh, this is transcendental. It will come from your heart, taking what? Your heart. And in the form of tears. That tears are also transcendent. Because related to pure. And then, worldly, everything will be forgotten. At that time, you will not remember this worldly relation, worldly sense gratification, nothing, beauty and everything. So, what is not happening to this life? And he has given a life, so we should try to follow. At that time, Krishna may hear his prayers. Otherwise not. Saranga Saranagati
Vaive Jahal
Taha Pratna Sune
Srinanda Kumar.
Otherwise he will not. If you have strong Saranagati and in Saranagati, oh, Krishna is very powerful. He is always saving me, protecting me, nourishing me. He must support and nourish me. If his faith is there, then, oh, he will hear. Otherwise, no. In this world, there are so many lakhs and lakhs, thousands and thousands of persons who are, almost all are unhappy. They weep bitterly. But Krishna never hears. Oh God, oh my God, but he will. Because he is not surrendered. So you must be, and then Krishna will hear. At that time, if anatha are there and you are not surrendered, he will hear and neglect. Why? If you are chanting name and thinking what to do, nowadays, all businesses are
going down.
Now my business is to be a stock like. No so much income. What to do, Hare Krishna? What in it may be that your business may be okay. No effect. Because Krishna will not hear. He will neglect you. You know that this is like a poison. And he wants poison. How, why I should give poison? He will not hear. And he will know that he knows all these things like poison. And wants my, me to serve. And then he will hear. First, in first they say he acts like Antaryami. Antaryami, you know?
Super soul.
Super soul.
Super soul, like Sakshi.
Paramatma witness.
Like a witness.
He will neglect. Like judges. They hear both parties. And he is neutral. He is neutral. But he, if he will see that he is right, all right, and he is weeping for right thing, and he has come for good decision, that then he can give a good
decision. Judgment.
Favorable to. So Krishna at first in our heart he is like Sakshi.
Witness.
And when he will surrender himself, then he will not be like a
witness.
What he will be? Oh, he will hear and do a conscience. What I told you should repeat. Yeah.
My
if Krishna hears our prayer that we want something material, we don't actually sincerely want his service. He sees that we want something that will be hurting to ourselves. So he will hear the prayer but neglect to fulfill our desires because he doesn't want to hurt us. If he sees that we sincerely...
He will be engaged in...
Or he won't hear at all. But if we sincerely want his service, then he'll pay attention if we're Sharanagat. If we take everything favorable for his service, reject everything unfavorable, are very meek and humble, are fully surrendered, and see him as our only maintainer and protector, then he will hear and he will also fulfill that desire.
You can hear one example. In the assembly of Kaurav, Kaurav, you know, Duryodhan, Dushasan, Karna, Shakuni, and all. They were, Duryodhan and his party was going to insult Pandava. By trick, they defeated Pandavas in gambling. And they controlled them to give Draupadi.
Finally.
Huh?
They first lost everything and then finally they lost Draupadi also.
Also, in gambling. And then Duryodhan told to Dushasan, I want that you should take her
clothes,
garment, and she should be naked. And in naked, she should sit here. I want. You should do at once. Like demon, he began to do. He was how much?
Strong.
Like
10,000 elephant power.
He was strength. And he began to
snatch.
At that time, Draupadi, what to do? When he began, he saw towards five Pandavas that they will help him. But they were coming to help, but Yudhishthira Maharaj stopped them. Oh, let's see
what is going to be happening.
He has full belief in Krishna. He must come. So we should not do. And after that,
looking at this,
after that, Duryodhan was began to pull. He looked upon Bhisham Pitama, Dronacharya, Kripacharya, so many, that they will save me. But they did like, they could not save me. Then she began to pray to Krishna, O Krishna. But still, the bell was in his
under her teeth.
And Krishna in Dwarka, surrounded by twins, he was in hurry. And they asked, why you are in hurry? Anyone is calling me, but why you don't go? Because not full surrender. And after that, Prabhupada gave up.
Holding the sari with her
teeth. Sorry, from his teeth. And with two hands up, and for totally surrendered. And she closed her eyes. What will be happen? It should happen. Like this. Oh, Krishna, at once, run. He forget to take suit, even, and run away. Quickly, in a second, he came. And he became garment or cloth of Draupadi. And then Dushasana.
Pulling.
He became toy. So, if you are not surrendered like, or full-handed, like this, fully surrendered, he will not hear. Krishna is very crooked, you know. But when he will come in heart,
he cannot leave.
Oh, you cannot get him out. Never and never. So you should try to full surrender. Then Krishna will come. Otherwise chanting name you will not do. You are chanting worldly, remembering worldly things. Oh, my husband has left. My wife has left me. What to do? And chanting. Krishna will let. Then he is telling, oh, giving up on earth, having relation with Krishna. One, if you have very beautiful form, all the modes, then we have some special relation with Krishna. These relations are divided into five. Shanta, Dasya, Sakha, Vatsalya and Madhu. Among these five relations, oh, topmost is
Madhur.
I am beloved of Krishna. Krishna is my beloved. Yes. Only Krishna is my beloved. I am beloved of Krishna. So this comes. You come at that time. So Srimad Bhagavatam is telling, Sukadeva Goswami is telling to
Parikshit Maharaj.
Srinivatam Swakatha Krishna Punya Shavana Kirtana Hridyantasto Yavatnani Buddhine Suhit Nashta Prayesu Abhadresu Nityam Bhagavat Sevaya Bhagavat Uttam Slay Bhakti Bhagavat Tada Rajastamo Bhava Kamulu Bhadyaschaje Keta Etai Anabiddham Sthitam Swakte Any Kirtan should be done.
Jaya Radha Madhava Jaya Kunja Bihari
Jaya Radha Madhava Jaya Kunja Bihari
Jaya Radha Madhava Jaya Kunja Bihari
Jaya Radha
Jana Pallava Jaya Gira Radhani Jaya Giri Vardhani Jaya Yashodanandana Jaya Braja Janaranjana Jaya Braja Janaranjana Yamuna Kiravana Chari Jaya Kunja Bihari
Jaya Yamuna Kiravana Chari Jaya Kunja Bihari
Jaya Yamuna Kiravana Chari Jaya Kunja Bihari
Swakata Krishna
Punya Shravana Kirtana Radiant Taksto Yavadam.
You have a strong belief on these Srimad Bhagavatam poems. Sure.
That Sri Krishna, the personality of Godhead, who is Paramatma's super soul in everyone's heart, and the benefactor of the truthful devotee, that he cleanses desire for material enjoyment, from whom that Punya Shravana Kirtana, that that devotee who has been doing proper hearing and chanting, he cleanses his eye from material enjoyment from the heart of such devotee. And within him, he has the such devotee has developed the urge to hear his messages. So, Srila Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur, he explains how Krishna, he comes and he cleanses desire. That one who is hearing, meritorious hearing, what does that mean? That first he must be hearing from the proper source. He must be hearing from one who is realized soul. Yau Bhagavat Pad Vaishnavarasthane, Ekanta Shokuru Kritanichari. That one should go at the lotus feet of Maha Bhagavat devotee. Surrendering and hearing from such a personality, then he will show one how to take shelter, how to do Ekantiki Bhakti, and ultimately take shelter at the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So, such very advanced realized soul, that within his heart, Krishna is there. Krishna se toma, Krishna dite pa, toma sakatiyache, amito kangala, Krishna Krishna boli, daitava pache pache. That Krishna is within his heart. And when he's speaking Harikatha, then Krishna, who is situated within his heart, manifests in the form of sound, Shabda Brahma. And he enters into the heart of that devotee who has been hearing very, very attentively with the mood of surrender that Srila Gurudev has been explaining. Because the devotee has opened his heart to hear Harikatha, then Krishna, entering, has seen that, oh, that this is my family member. He's taking shelter of my family member. Then he comes with his own broom. And Krishna, he enters into the room, into that heart, and then he starts to clean. Only by this process of meritorious hearing. Srinvatam swakata Krishna, punya shravana kirtana. By this process of hearing, then Krishna himself, in the form of transcendental sound, he comes and he does everything.
This is the process. Keep your hands here. And then you have to decide whether we are following that process or not. Whether I am following. Then your heart will answer, no, we are not. So try to do like this. Before following that process, I have come by, inspired by our Guru Bhargava, to inspire me for this process. If you adopt the process, at once you will be very happy. And yet will come like this.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.